started this is dictating on Charles Peacock, P-E-A-C-O-C-K. Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Peacock, P-E-A-C-O-C-K. Date of birth is 4/20/81. Date of visit is 11/7/24. Next paragraph. Please make a copy for Sandra Buchanan, M.D. Buchanan is B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Buchanan. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is snoring and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 43-year-old obese male who has a past history of mitral valve replacement and aortic valve repair, history of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and TIAs, has been overweight for several years. The patient is fatigued all the time and has had sleepiness during the day and also has been experiencing shortness of breath. He has been observed to have apneic episodes by his wife and needs further evaluation with this polysomnogram period. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy with syncopal episodes, history for TIAs, and a right cerebral or CVA. Also has had right MCA CVA and has had AICD placed. He had cardiac septoplasty in 2018, mitral valve replacement with a mechanical valve in 2018, and aortic valve repair in 18. AICD battery change in 24. next paragraph, habits of patient. Smoked cigars in the past and presently is vaping regularly. The he drinks alcohol occasionally. Next line. Can you mention he's a behavioral therapist? Next paragraph, allergies to ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and calcium channel blockers. Next line, family history. Father died of a heart attack, mother died of multi-organ failure. Next line, system review of the patient. Complaints of fatigue, weight gain, denies any glaucoma, cataracts. He has had some dizzy attacks and near blackouts, no nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. He has no nausea, vomiting, or reflux, no diarrhea, denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no palpitations, but has some leg swelling. Has no asthma. He does have easy bruising, and he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. His memory loss, denies headaches or seizures, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included coumadin, 10 milligrams daily, HCTZ, 12.5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily. And Zantac, Twenty milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This obese, middle-aged white male is alert. No acute distress. No pallosinosis. Clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 80. Pulse is 100. Respiration is 20 times 97.5. Weight is 300 pounds, saturation 96. HE and anosmospheric pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa edematous, neck supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with clear lung fields. No crackles or wheezes. Heart sounds are regular as when a student. With a mitral click, no left-hand murmur. The abdomen is soft to be without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is history of mitral valve replacement with the mechanical valve. Number 3 is aortic valve repair. Number 4, reactive airway disease. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. And number 6, history of ICD placement. Next plan, the patient has been... can you also mention number 7, history of CVA. /TIA. Next plan, the patient has been advised to go for a polysomnographic study. He also was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. He was advised to quit vaping and also advised to get a CT chest without contrast and CBC complete metabolic profile, and was advised to come back for a follow-up in 4 weeks. After his sleep study has been completed, he may qualify for a CPAP setup at night. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Sandra Buchanan, MD, BUCHANAN Buchanan.